You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hep cats and crazy kittens, I'm Matt the Cat, your furry leader, opening up another Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. This truly is the soul that came before rock and roll, the records that really paved the way for the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. You know, one of the great things about hosting a show like this is I get to shine the spotlight bright on some of the unsung heroes of early rhythm and blues. The artists that contributed greatly to this genre, yet remain little known and sometimes little respected. This week I'm featuring Faye Adams. Alan Freed nicknamed her the little gal with the big voice. And boy did he know what he was talking about. Faye Adams laid down a great big powerful sound. She scored an incredible 3 number one R&B hits within the course of just a little over a year. But strangely enough, she only had 4 charting singles. That's always seemed a bit odd to me because her catalog is so strong. She would have 3 number one hits and then 1 more charting single and then fade off into obscurity. Faye Adams ended up giving up secular singing altogether in the early 60s and dedicated the rest of her life to gospel singing and to raising a family. She was born Fanny Toole on May 22, 1923 in Newark, New Jersey. She grew up singing gospel music, and rightly so, because her father was David Toole, one of the key figures in the Church of God in Christ. At the tender age of 5, she was belting out gospel music with her family group, the Toole Sisters. In 1942, she married Tommy Scruggs, who would eventually become her manager. He started getting her to sing more secular music, and she slowly moved away from her gospel roots. She worked hard during the late 1940s, playing in nightclubs all over New York City and going to auditions in the tiny back rooms of small record labels littered around New York City. Finally, in the early 50s, she ran into Ruth Brown at a nightclub in Atlanta. Brown was so impressed that she put her in touch with Herb Abramson, co-founder of Atlantic Records. Abramson set her up with one of Atlantic's top acts, Joe Morris and his Blues Cavalcade. It just so happens that Lori Tate, Morris's female singer, had just left the group to start a family. Fanny Toole joined Joe Morris, he renamed her Faye Adams, and she cut her first session in New York on December 23rd, 1952. Due to bad record keeping, the only musicians we know of that played on that session were Elmo Hope on piano and Roy Gaines on guitar. In early 1953, Atlantic Records released Faye Adams' first single under the Joe Morris Blues Cavalcade. Her name did not appear on the label at this time, but here she is performing a novelty number with Morris called That's What Makes My Baby Fat. I dig it, even though it didn't go anywhere. It's a good record, and it's going to kick off this week's Juke in the Back featuring the great Faye Adams.
Joe, you're getting entirely too fat.
Who's getting too fat? I'm from Savannah. You don't expect me to be satisfied with just one banana.
Too much meat, too much beans, too much fish, too much greens. That's what makes my baby fat.
A whole lot of chewing. That's all I care about doing.
Too much grits, too much ham, too much pasta, too much yam. What makes my baby fat?
I got an appetite, and that calls for anything in sight. Ain't no sense in a man in my position to diet right down to a weak condition. Your advice is nice, but as long as I got the price, you can't expect me to eat only red beans or rice.
Too much pork, too much coke, too much steak, too much cake.
To be you rude, but I want some food. I'm gonna have some eggs, bread, wheat, feet, and ears. Then I'm gonna turn around and order some snoops, fruits, tea, milk, and beer. And for my dessert, I'm gonna double up on the pal, plum, gum, crumbs, and buns. Yeah, I'm gonna do all of that at one time.
I say that's what makes my baby fat. Too much roast, too much toast, too much hash, too much trash. That's what makes my baby fat.
I'm sorry, Mommy, I gotta fill my tummy.
Too much stew.
The East, and I like my grease.
Eat up all my money. We never save a cent. We headed for the poorhouse, 'cause he eats up all my rent. But I love him.
Too much corn, too much beef, too much rice. Say that twice. That's what makes my baby fat.
Darling, come close to me and let me tell you how much I love you.
Talk to me, baby. Tell me something nice. I'm ready and I'm willing to love you once or twice. Sweet talk.
Oh, my sweet.
I love your sweet talk.
Kiss me.
I could listen all day to the way you say your sweet talk. Such a thrill, it breaks me and it shakes me and weakens my will. Sweet talk, I crave your sweet talk. There's nothing I wouldn't do when I listen to you and your sweet talk.
Darling, I don't know what it is I love most about you, whether the touch of your hand or the kiss of your lips, or whether it's the intoxicating fragrance of the perfume in your hair, or could it be just the nearness of you? Oh, I love you so much. I love you.
It won't be like the sunshine beaming from above. It makes my living sweeter, fills me full of love. It rocks my brain, soothes my pain, makes me want you, baby, till I'm nearly insane. Keep talking pretty, why you hold me tight? When you say it's soft and easy, I love you with all my might.
Holding you close like this, feeling the soft touch of your lips, two hearts dancing high on a cloud, high in a heaven where only lovers are allowed. This is rapture. Darling, this is ecstasy. Oh, this is love.
Seems like it sounds so right when I know it's wrong. 'Cause it makes me want your loving all night long, sweet talk.
One more kiss, darling. Now.
Oh, that sweet talk. Faye Adams' second single with the Joe Morris Blues Cavalcade for Atlantic Records. That song features Jack Walker singing, or should I say, sweet talking, with Faye Adams. It too was cut on December 23, 1952, Faye Adams' only session for Atlantic Records. Since the first single she was on, That's What Makes My Baby Fat, backed with I'm Going to Leave You, didn't chart. Atlantic was reluctant to record a brand new Joe Morris composition called Shake a Hand. Since Morris's contract was up with Atlantic anyway, he decided to take that song over to the brand new independent label Herald Records, owned by Al Silver. Shake a Hand, backed with I've Gotta Leave You, was his first single for Herald Records. And this time, Faye Adams makes the label. The label reads Faye Adams with the Joe Morris Orchestra. It was issued in mid-1953 and topped out at number one on September 19th, remaining there for a whopping 10 weeks. The song was so huge, in fact, it even crossed over into the pop charts, topping out at number 22. In later years, it would be recorded by Little Richard, Ruth Brown, and Laverne Baker, just to name a few. Here's Faye Adams with the Joe Morris Orchestra and the immortal Shake a Hand.
Just leave it to me. Don't ever be
we'll be right back. wine. I stuck through thick and thin, but never again.
Faye Adams, the feature this week on The Juke in the Back, with the flip side of her million-selling number one smash, Shake a Hand. That's I've Gotta Leave You. Their next single, which also sold close to 1 million copies, was issued at the tail end of 1953. It hit number one on February 6th of 54 and remained there for 1 week. The song I'll Be True sounded very similar to Shake a Hand and certainly rode that Faye Adams wave that was sweeping the country. She was selling just as well in the Northeast as she was in the Deep South. The African-American record-buying public couldn't get enough of this little gal with the big voice, Faye Adams. Here she is at the top of the charts again with I'll Be True. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Pamela Isabel. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
This is Bobby the Bobcat. You're listening to the Juke in the Back. Ha!
Every day, a heart somewhere is broken. I'm sorry that this time it's mine. I'm so in love with you.
Faye Adams with the Joe Morris Orchestra, the feature this week on Juke in the Back and Every Day. That's her third single for the Herald label. And even though that one didn't make the charts, it remains a favorite in the Faye Adams catalog. And she sang it in the 1955 motion picture Rhythm and Blues Review. I'm Matt the Cat, and I've got our old Rockola jukebox loaded with Faye Adams singles this week. She's one of those unsung heroines of early rhythm and blues. Only four of her singles made the R&B charts, three of them going to number one. But her catalog is so strong, and her influence on the gospel-charged soul music that would follow, from Ray Charles, Sam Cooke, and Otis Redding, that I thought we should do a full program on the woman who is labeled Atomic Adams due to her big, powerful voice and exciting stage presence. Her next Herald single goes right back to her gospel roots. Man, it puts you right in church. Here's Faye Adams with the Joe Morris Orchestra and Somebody, Somewhere, Someday.
Say goodbye to you. know it hurts me to my heart. But I'm in love with someone new.
This time without the Joe Morris Orchestra. That single, It Hurts Me to My Heart, was issued on Herald Records in mid-September of 1954. By October 16th, it was number one across the country, staying there for 5 solid weeks. It would be her final number one song and her second-to-last chart entry. Man, I don't know about you, but I love the frantic sax break that occurs in that record, man. It's classic. Definitely one of her top sides, and the record-buying public thought so too, taking it all the way to the top. But Atomic Adams' days as a hitmaker were numbered. It would be 3 more years before she would make the national charts again. But she toured extensively. The summer of 1954 was loaded with tours. Packaged gigs with the Drifters and the Spaniels, Roy Hamilton and others, crisscrossing around the Midwest of the United States. And towards the end of the year, Faye Adams participates in the huge Jam with Sam show featuring Chicago radio personality Sam Evans. Joe Morris, Amos Milburn, and the Spiders were also on that bill. Herald's final Faye Adams release of 1954 is I Owe My Heart to You. Let's hear it now as we feature the little gal with the big voice, Faye Adams. This week on The Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues.
Oh! shy. I'm your friend to the end. I don't wish you no harm, but if you ever do, just remember my arms will be open to you. If you never
Anything for a Friend, issued in January of 1955 on Herald Records. That's Faye Adams, this week's feature on The Juke in the Back. That was a great tune that got some regional airplay, but never made the national charts. By early 55, Herald Records was touting Faye Adams as one of their top artists, claiming that she had sold over 2 million records for the label. Also in January, Faye plays the Apollo Theater in Harlem, New York for a solid week. The Moonglows and Joe Morris are also on the bill. What's really amazing to me is that Faye Adams was one of DJ Alan Freed's favorite acts. He played her records in heavy rotation on WINS in New York, but she still failed to have a hit during this period. Also early in 55, Faye Adams joins the Top 10 Rhythm and Blues show, which kicks off in Norfolk, Virginia. Big Joe Turner, Fats Domino, The Clovers, The Moonglows, Amos Milburn, and Bill Doggett were all on that bill as well. They were backed up by the Paul Hucklebuck Williams Orchestra. Up next, Herald Records releases a real Faye Adams rocker. It's sort of a sequel to her number one hit, I'll Be True. Maybe not a sequel, but an answer record. It's called You Ain't Been True. And Atomic Adams Ain't Happy With You, Baby. Here's Faye Adams, the feature this week on The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat, and You Ain't Been True.
other guy, 'cause you ain't been true to me. You ain't been true to me. You ain't been true to me. The way you said you'd be.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and hearken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Faye Adams. Let's go back to her very first recording session, held on December 23rd, 1952 in New York. This song, I'm Going to Leave You, was the flip side of her first of two singles for Atlantic Records with the Joe Morris Blues Cavalcade. It was issued with That's What Makes My Baby Fat on the A side, which you heard at the top of the show. Let's flip it over now for another great early performance by Faye Adams. Here's this week's Great 78, I'm Going to Leave You.
Listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
From Hollywood, California, we welcome you to the big beat in popular music in America. And here's the king of rock and roll himself, Alan Freed.
Thank you, Roy Rowan, and welcome to our show starring one of the greatest names in music, the swingin'est band in the land, Count Basie and his orchestra, with Joe Williams and our special guest stars of the week, Faye Adams and the Robins. Our show is originating from sunny California this week, and on our rock and roll dance party, here's recording star Faye Adams to sing Shake a Hand.
Just
a hand. Shake a hand, shake a hand. Shake a hand, shake a hand. Shake a hand if you can.
Thank you, Faye Adams. Thank you very much.
Faye Adams presenting a fantastic live rendition of Shake a Hand from Alan Freed's Rock and Roll Dance Party Show, held on May 5th, 1956 in Hollywood, California. The show normally originated from New York, but he did do a couple of episodes out in Hollywood. That show aired during the summer of 1956 over CBS Radio. Since Shake a Hand was by far her biggest record, staying at number one for 10 solid weeks back in 1953, I thought it would be cool to hear another version of that tune. That one definitely has a bluesier feel, backed up by the Count Basie Orchestra. Up next is Faye Adams' final single for the Herald label in late 1956. Her record sales had slipped so much that when her contract expired, Herald just had no interest in renewing it. In 57, she'd be on the Imperial label, where she cut four singles. We'll hear a sampling of those in just a moment. But first, a very different sounding song. It's called The Hammer Keeps a Knockin', and it's her final release on Herald Records. Here's this week's Juke in the Back feature, Faye Adams.
All in my sleep, I can just about to lose my mind. Oh, won't you please be kind? Please say we'll never part. You're the keeper of my heart. On every side. Yes, happiness can't be bought. You're the keeper of my heart.
That's Keeper of My Heart, Faye Adams' first of four singles for the Imperial label. That tune was co-written and produced by the great Dave Bartholomew. You know, the band leader who discovered Fats Domino and signed greats like Smiley Lewis and the Spiders and Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers and so many more to the Imperial label. You can definitely hear the New Orleans flair that was injected into Faye Adams' sound. She's sounding good on that. And that record brought her back to the charts, topping out at number 13 on the R&B lists. That was her final chart entry. Can you believe it? She only had four entries into the rhythm and blues charts, and the first three went to number one. After Imperial, Adams recorded for a couple of small labels like Lido and Warwick and a few others, but those records didn't go anywhere. And by 1963, she was gone from the scene, retiring into gospel music and a life of raising her family. We haven't heard from her since. If Faye Adams is still with us, she would be 100 years old. But according to music historian and friend of the show, Marv Goldberg, it's very possible that Faye Adams passed away on November 2nd, 2016. It, however, has not been confirmed. In her later years, she refused to acknowledge or even talk about her rhythm and blues roots, even though her music laid the groundwork for the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. And her style was a major influence on some of the greatest soul singers of all time, like Irma Thomas, Aretha Franklin, and Roberta Flack. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's look at a true rhythm and blues force to be reckoned with, Faye Adams. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune in to your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, right here on the Juke in the Back. I want to leave you with one more single that she cut for Imperial. This one's also from 1957, and it has a nice bluesy feel with a smoking guitar lick. Here's the great Faye Adams closing out the Juke in the Back with Johnny Lee. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
I wish I had listened to what Mother said about Johnny Lee, about Johnny Lee. I wish I had listened to what Mother said about Johnny Lee. Yes, Johnny Lee. He was so sweet and he was so good to me. I ran away and married just the title Johnny Lee.
Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.